Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry. Thank you for joining us today. And we're continuing. We've been talking about the fact that you cannot judge a book by its cover. And then God likened the book to you and me. He said the cover is the outward appearance, the things that we project to people that we want them to see and to believe who we are. And oftentimes we put on a facade, and all of us are guilty of that. And so God's saying, well, here's where the rubber meets the road. The pages between the book, the pages that are in between the cover. And we want to take care of business inside. Jesus said, you cleanse the outside of the cup, He told the Pharisees, but the rest you leave inside, dirty. And you should have taken care of both. And so it's up to us to change how we are and make change for this new year, so that those things that have been hindering us and stopping us from operating on all cylinders in the kingdom of God be taken care of, eradicated, and then God can start to move in our lives. And we're going to sow seed for this new year in the next week, and we're going to sow it into this new year so that the next 11 months are going to be a powerhouse of godliness in our lives and growth in our lives. So let's join and see what the Holy Spirit is showing us today.
Rafe, that song that you chose, O Come to the Altar, that I know it hit you because it hit me right there. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. And sometimes, you know, it's not just them that have lost loved ones in this room right now. There are other wonderful people that have lost loved ones. And they're not lost. I don't like that word. But that loved ones are no longer with them. Yeah, in the natural realm. And so we want to lift all of them up in prayer. We want to keep them all in prayer. We've got to have a heart for those around us. We have to learn to get more empathy and feelings, you know. If we could walk a mile in their shoes, I wonder how we would feel. And so we've got to get that attitude. We've got to get that mindset. And it's important for us. And then I love what he said. And this is actually, you chose a perfect song, because this is really my message today. You knew it, right? Oh, you're a clever boy. Leave behind your regrets and mistake. Leave behind your regrets and your mistakes. Come today. There's no reason to wait. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to find, and all of us have got mistakes and regrets we want to get rid of. And let me tell you what, by the end of this month, we are going to hand these over to God. And we're not going to revisit them. Because God gave me this word. You understand? I didn't get this from someone. God gave this word to me. Now, I might have studied some stuff out to just help me along, but God gave me this word, and He said, you bring this to the church the first of the year so that we can set the stage for the balance. Amen. Yes. Did you all hear what I said? Yes. First fruits sown in the first month for the balance. Amen. Of the year. And so by the end of this, we're going to proclaim, decree, speak blessings. We are all going to speak over our own lives at the end of this month when we do the next service. And we're going to release it to God. And then we're not going to revisit that stuff the way we always have. Amen. You know, and for all of those people that have been going through sickness and COVIDs and lost jobs. And I mean, this thing just like it's like a snowball. It just keeps gathering momentum. But that gathers momentum. We're going to stand on the word that it'll gather momentum in the lives of those who are not in Christ. But for a child of God, we don't expect. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We don't expect what the world expects. The world expects trouble, chaos, and mayhem. We see it in a different way. We expect the blessing and the protection of God I think in one of the songs, maybe even this one, it said, God turns all things for good. You sang that as well, right? Well, do you really believe it? Because if we do believe it, we'll get strengthened in the trial and the tribulation and say, God, good is going to come out of this somewhere. Yes, amen. Amen? And that's the word of God. I mean, God says that. For good to those that love him and are called according to his purpose. That's you. All of us here. We're called according to his purpose. And we love God. We don't always show it. I agree. But we love him. Yes, amen. Amen. Sometimes I wonder, do I love God? And I'm sure you're there too. Because he said, if you love me, you'll be obedient and obey everything I say. It's not easy. Only Jesus could do that. But thank God he did it. And he cleared the way for us to do it now. Amen. And so we're going to look at it. And we're going to continue with, you can't judge a book by its cover. We spoke about that. And you can see the picture there. The one looks small and the other looks big. Look at the guy who's got the big leaves sticking out there. Mr. Cool. Proud. Big deal, right? But he got a tiny little carrot. The other guy was humble and sitting there with his eyes big. He got the big carrot. You see, you advance with humility in the kingdom of God. Because pride goes before destruction. And a haughty spirit before a fall. But humility is what precedes elevation. That word's coming up a few times today. Amen. And so we want to set in motion today the principle of the first fruits. Everyone say first fruits. Or we want to sow for the rest of our year now. Amen. And so that's what we're about to do. Last week we started looking at our lives and God told me to speak about a book. I told you that. And I said, well, what are you talking about, God? And he said, a book of life. And each person in this room is a book being written. God's got a book on every day of your lives already. But we have a book. We've got a story, each and every one of us. And the covers of this book, the cover, the front and the back page, is what we project to other people. Which is not necessarily what's actually in the pages. The pages may be chaos and mayhem, but the book is, hey, I'm doing just great. Amen. And we want to get past that because that is a religious mindset when you're projecting something you're not. And I want to say this from the get-go. What you are already born again as a child of God, what God's got for you as a child of God and who you are as a child of God is way better than who you project to be in the natural realm. Amen. You're projecting to be someone, but God says, I've got something even better than that, the real you. So we want to get out of a religious mindset and we want to start taking stock and taking care of what's in the pages of this book. Because I am done, and so are you, with every year coming and going, we make a new declaration or a new, what do they call it? New Year's resolution. And that thing lasts 2 to 3 weeks almost maximum. Aren't you in agreement? Come on. And so we want to make a New Year's resolution from the Word of God that takes something and changes. And we're going to be looking at where the rubber actually meets the road. Not who you're pretending to be, who you are. You see, and let me say this as well. If you take care of the pages inside and what's written therein, if you take care of that, the outside will take care of itself. The cover will take care of itself. And you won't have to pretend or project to be somebody. You'll be. And I want to add this. Every one of us in this place have got issues. Every one of us. Makes no difference who you are. Amen. And so you can't judge the book by its cover. And we want to know and take care of that facade. Facade is something we project for other people. In fact, the word facade from the dictionary is this. An outward appearance that is maintained to conceal a less pleasant reality. How are you doing? It's just great, but inside I'm full of dead men's bones. Now, Jesus spoke about that more than once, right? And so we can't have this facade because we are all really guilty to some degree or to some extent, all of us. We all do it. And so we want to get that out of our lives. I don't want to be religious. I don't even want that much of wrong religion in me. The right religion I want. God said true religion is taking care of widows and orphans. He says that. But he upbraided the scribes and the Pharisees and the teachers of the day for cleansing the outside, but the inside was rotten. He came up in their face about that. God takes us serious. Amen. And so we know that when we put on a facade, the cover can look great. The cover can smell great. The cover can sound great. But the pages in between tell a different story. Amen. And you're not going to get any help until you start. You know, they say an alcoholic, there's no help for him until he recognizes he's got a problem. We've got to recognize, yeah, there's some stuff in my life I want to take care of. Because if you got it perfect, Jesus didn't need to come. We could have strung you up on the cross. Amen? But no one did. No one can compete with perfection. In our spirit, we have been perfected. Thank God because of Jesus. But we can't claim the perfection for ourselves in our spirit. He did that work apart from each and every one of us. And He did it willingly because He wanted us as family. Amen. So I can't even say my spirit is righteous because of my good works. Isaiah tells you that your good works are like a smelly rag in his nose. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Now I believe that motive, everyone say motive, is extremely important to God, which is or are the matters of the heart. Our motives come from our heart. The Bible says out of the heart, the issues of your life flow. So whatever in our heart is the true pages of the book. Now, I can't see it, your heart, but someone can. And God sees it. Now, the other thing is this. I basically know the issues of this heart. You don't know my issues and I don't know yours. But I know where my shortcomings are and where things are tripping me up. Amen. So this is actually a good word for us because, oh, we can just teach about, hey, I'll teach you how to make money this year and I'll teach you how to look and smell good. But you're going into the year with stuff that's holding you back. There are roadblocks. And let me tell you what, when the devil pushes a button, have you ever had the devil push a button in you? Right? And it all happens. He pushes a button that's in your heart. He knows which buttons. You're battling with anger. I'm going to put the slowest, laziest, incompetent person in your path, and you're going to have a hard time getting past them. And he pushes your button. But you've prayed to God to help me get rid of the anger. So God says, okay, opportunity's coming. And when the opportunity comes, you get mad. Why are you doing this to me? So we want to take care of the serious things where the rubber meets the road. Not who I pretend to be, who I really am. Because when you start taking care of the inside of the cup, I promise you God is pleased with that. He's pleased with you reading your Bible. He's pleased with you standing up on a podium or an altar, praising and worshiping. He's pleased with that. But why am I up here? Why am I singing? He knows why. What is the motive? I want to be seen. I need to be seen. I'm a middle child of three children. I've got middle child syndrome. I have to be seen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthiness Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life.